I'm going to open up the floor for nominations for acting chairperson. Honorable Janji.
Nominate, he's already sitting next to you, Honorable Hisham Mohamed.
Do we have a seconder for Mr. Mohamed?
I second the name of Mohamed.
Honorable Mohamed, do you accept the nomination? Do we have any other nomination? Honorable Mohamed, I'm told I should let you do it. yes, you are really elected as an acting chairperson for today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Breitenbach. Glad you're in our midst. Morning, everybody. Colleagues and friends, as well as the officials from the Department of Justice, led by, I've seen the Acting Director General and the Deputy Minister. I'm sure they will join us soon. We are gathered to, as we know, the chairperson is in two other members of our committee. There's an apology also from Ms. Mofokeng and from the EFF, Dr. Mlozi. They are on training, being members of another committee, State Security, and they will be on training till the end of the week. And hopefully they will join us next week again. Now, we are gathered to be meeting this morning of an obligation that we have annually, and that is to receive the integrated implementation of the Criminal Law, Sexual Offences and Related Matters Act annual report that has been put together by the responsible agencies and executing authority to that effect. And they will make the presentation to that. As we said, they will join us. Welcome, Deputy Minister John Jeffrey, as well as the team that's led by Advocate Skosana, our Acting Director General of the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. We will immediately, we have got all the necessary presentations in front of us. As I've indicated earlier, this is the annual report that is required in terms of the Act to be presented to Parliament, as we do this morning, to assess progress in compliance in particular in terms of the Sexual Offences Act and Related Matters Act. So what we will do, perhaps it would be worthwhile to introduce the delegation that's here. And I don't know whether, Deputy Minister, you're starting to just a few remarks before we ask the Acting Director General to take. Let's proceed in that order. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe just to say, look, I'm attending because of the importance of the issue, but it's actually a departmental report. The Acting DG is here, but also will be here not for the full duration of the meeting. It's then the team led by Advocate Kambula. Just though to indicate that Advocate Kambula, a family member of Advocate Kambula is in hospital, so she's a bit fragile. She's wanted to do, that's why we went out to discuss, she wants to do the report, but I don't know, she may not take a number of the questions. It would be other members of the team who do that. So just to urge, or just to indicate that so members are aware. But I'll then hand over to the Acting DG.
Thank you.
thank you, Chair and honorable members. We welcome the opportunity to come and present here. As the Deputy Minister have already stated, Azwe Kambula is the coordinator and the leader of the delegations that that will be making the presentation. And I'm sure she will introduce the entire team and lead the presentation. But basically, prior to her doing that, I just wanted to just as opening remarks to indicate that this is one of the areas which is coordinated by the Director General for the Department of Justice and Cultural Development. He chairs a team of heads of departments of the various entities and law enforcement agencies, including the NPA, which in terms of the Act, they are required to basically coordinate and ensure that there's a collaborative effort with amongst all the relevant key stakeholders in this important work. And as with Kambula too late last night before, she got the message. She has been trying to liaise and engage with the different role players and stakeholders to come here. And some of them are here already, which she will introduce. And I know that we could not get the DGs or the high-level team for this meeting, but the DGs do, the departments do participate in our coordinating structure in the department. Even though not at the DG level, but I'm sure the people who participate, there are people who have been mandated fully by the Director General of the department, and the work that's going to be presented here is basically the culmination of all the collaborative effort that come from the various departments, etc. The team is here. I think I'm going to introduce the team both from the department and other entities, and then from there she will just basically start and lead the discussion, and the team itself will be able to collaborate and add their input into the annual report. Thanks, Kambula, and hope you get the strength to lay out the presentation. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Edgar Skosana. You can proceed. Before you do, but you will just indicate perhaps with the social services, basic education, if there is apps, but you will introduce the delegation. So you may proceed. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. And as it has already been indicated of the situation that I have, we got an invitation. I think that is quite important for the committee to know, that the minister received an invitation that was calling upon the presentation of this report, and it was for inviting the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development and the National Prosecuting Authority. The letter had only those two stakeholders mentioned. So because we know that with the interdepartmental annual report, it covers a total of about 9 stakeholders, so we tried then to get them on board, but it was quite late because the letter was received on the 15th of November this year. So we would have loved to have, as it is the practice, for us to have all the stakeholders here. But I would say that we managed to get NPA, obviously, is here, is represented by Advocate Lizelle Africa. We also have this Colonel Tansi, who is from SAPS, who's also here. And social development, they are also in the building, but they promised to come and join us later, that is in a few minutes. And then we also have then Ms. Ndombe Magina, who is the National Register for Sex Offenders. And we also have Kamogelo Lukubu-Wilderson, who is the program manager for sexual offenses within the Department of Justice. I think those are the people that we have. We also have legal aid, sorry Chairperson, there's legal aid in South Africa who is also here to respond to the question.
Yeah, no, I think that should be sufficient. We note, of course, our apologies about the time. We as we said, we were going to take this report but later, as one of our last meetings, but we thought there's space this weekend, that is, rather than later, do the job now. But I'm sure we'll be sufficiently answered because all the key role players are here. So thank you very much. Honorable Janke?
Can I just check something, Chair? I see here we have copies of a presentation that they're going to give us.
Yeah.
Where's the actual annual report?
Do we have copies, perhaps?
The actual annual report, not just the presentation, because we don't just read the presentation. Certainly for my part, I read a report.
Let me just check with the Honourable Janji. Let me just check with the Secretariat. Have we got copies here, Mr. Roman? Yes.
I can just mention, perhaps, that they were tabled together with the department's annual report in August, but I'm sure copies will be found. Yeah.
No, thank you very much. I'm sure we will make a plan. The ministry, I see the representative here in the department.
Can we just check before we make a plan? Is the committee staff having this report?
In position.
And if they have, why were we not given this report? I am very clear on that issue. Because I should have read the entire report before coming here and not just rely on presentations that are going to be made here.
The point taken. Mr. Romano, have you got, or are you still consulting?
Yes.
Okay, they're fetching it now for us. As I said, we as a party, we didn't get it a few days before. It would have really helped. Deputy Minister?
I mean, maybe this is overlapping too much of being a former member of the committee, but I think Mr. Jankees is right. And this report from our side, the report was tabled at the end of September. And it is then problematic as to how can the... Look, I wouldn't say call off the meeting because people have come down for it, there's expenditure. But please, Chair, in future, can members get the report timeously so that they can read it and prepare?
If it was here in time, why didn't we get it? Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
If it was here in time, why didn't we get it?
That's the issue. Yeah, I will get that response just in a few minutes. Just waiting for the other official to come.
Have you got the annual report?
Yes.
Of the department?
Yes.
Okay, because what I'm told is they were tabled together. So I'm not sure why you got the one and not the other. And there's a second report, and that's the child justice one. I presume you haven't had that either. I don't know if you're going to have time to have such an engagement, but at least you must get the report.
We got the child justice one. This one, I'm not sure about.
Sorry, as members can see, it's nicely printed, and it's a nice book that you can put on your next to your bed and read.
Yeah, no.
The explanation, Chair? So if we can review, we can proceed.
No, I indicated that we're just waiting for a member of the Secretariat to come back who would give us the answer to the question that was posed as to why we didn't get it. In the meanwhile, let's proceed, if you're okay. Yes, Honourable? Wilma?
Thank you, Chair. And good morning to everyone. I also tried to liaise with the Secretariat of the Portfolio Committee yesterday for that specific report. Not just the presentation that was going to be done today. The subject for today's meeting being Department of Justice and Correctional Services and NPA on their contribution to sexual offences report. So I would like the full written report, the narrative, not just the PowerPoint presentations. because I'm not sure if the report that the Deputy Minister is reflecting, if this information is contained in that report. So I'd like the narrative of today's presentations as well, please. Thank you.
Yeah. No, we all in ad idem about that. Certainly it would be, as we pointed out earlier, be more helpful to have had it. But we will get the explanation once Mr. Tunjani comes back. Can we proceed in the meanwhile to make sense of the content of what is, I'm sure we would be able to follow. At the end of the meeting, we'll indicate Anojanki and what we do. Is that fine? And you'll guide us. Thank you very much. Edward Kambulia, if you're ready, then we will proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We are currently having a small technical challenge. The USB is not opening, but I can just, in the meantime, introduce the topic that I will be dealing with your permission, Chairperson.
If everybody's got, and I'm also looking at, well, obviously all members, I don't know from the media whether they've got, but if everybody's got, can Advocate Kambulia not just proceed looking at the slides that people have?
Yeah, I think we're starting, is it the orange package, Advocate Kambulia, that you're starting with? Are you starting with this orange package? You can just indicate.
The reason that I was not using my laptop is because it cannot accept this. It's just not opening the. But it does have the presentation, this laptop. So
now, what I'm asking is for the purpose of the members. They got several documents, presentation in front of them. You must just indicate from what they present so they can follow on their copies.
We sent the presentation in parts because it could not go through. There's part one, part two, part three, and part four, and part five. So what we are having here, it is four parts. Then what it means is that the other part, which is part one, is not in, but it is in my presentation. So
the part you're about to present, we don't have copies of it. Is that what?
Which one?
It is part one. We sent it in five parts. So what I see here, it is part one, part two, part three, and part four. And part one is actually not here.
Do you have the document? Advocate Kambulia, this is the first one we have. Are you starting here?
It's the cover, but the content is not part one.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This one is part two.
Yes.
I just want to check. There's two options. Sorry, Advocate.
Yeah.
Just two options. Is the laptop problem not fixable in 2 or 5 minutes? If that is fixable, I don't think it's a harm for us to take the 5 minute break to fix that. That would be so that we follow that. It doesn't matter what part she starts with, we'll be able to follow her. But we can't do that now. Unless from the committee we're told that it's not fixable. Then we'll have to go manual and look at that.
Okay. Can I, Advocate Kambulia, do you need 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Chair?
Yes, Mr. Horn?
I think we do have part one. There's a black and white copy with the same cover as Advocate Kambula refers to, which has different content.
But Chair, I insist that we give them 5 minutes to sort themselves and then come back. 5 minutes just to sort everything and come back.
Are you ready?
I think we will appreciate just a small break so that we are able then to sort out our table.
Okay.
But I would like also to note to the chairperson that part one is in black and white.
Okay.
It's already circulated to the members.
Yeah, what does it say? Okay, it seems we have all the presentations. I'll indicate just now what is what. Do you need the 5 minutes to get your machine on? Break themselves out.
You're ready to sort it out.
Okay, it's half past ten now. Can we be back by 10:40 for the latest?